Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Striving for mediocrity in a world of excellence, this is The Chaser Report.
Hello and welcome to The Chaser Report for Wednesday, the 6th of July.
Woo!
You!
We're here in the Harold Park Hotel pub with me, Charles Firth, Dom Knight, Floyd Alexander Hunt, and Gabby Bolt.
Yay!
And how are you this morning, Dom?
I spent yesterday dealing with wet carpet. My parents' place flooded in the Sydney.
Oh yes,
600th Sydney storm. So I'm having a fantastic week. Yep. I'm just glad this place is dry. By the end of this podcast record, we will all be sopping wet, but we'll do it together.
Yeah, and
we'll be wet together.
Gabby, your house is completely flooded, isn't it?
Oh, not completely. It's more just sort of flooding in a bacterial sense. I had to... Sorry, that sounds so gross. I had to do a house inspection, and because it's been so wet lately, we actually found ourselves scrubbing mold off the walls. So that was fun. Yeah. It was fun to remove your bed from where it goes and find that you've been inhaling black mold for 6 months.
Has your house started sort of developing its own sourdough?
I would equate it more to like sort of season 3 Stranger Things, sort of, you know, like it's almost in the netherworld.
Weren't you saying that, you know, the place between the paint on your wall and the drywall.
Yeah, I call it the fun wall now because it's...
You can push it because there's...
Yeah, it's like bubble wrap.
Water.
Yeah,
it's interactive.
Yeah. When I get a bit stressed, I don't need anything to do
it's
now.
It's like being in a room made out of sponge, isn't it? My parents' place like that
I basically
too.
Live in Willy Wonka's chocolate factory, but there's no chocolate and everything costs me thousands of dollars to fix. Yeah. So it's...
So there you go, Sydney property.
Yay!
Okay, now...
My house is fine, no need to ask, it's fine.
Floyd, how's your house?
No, it is actually fine.
Okay, good. That was a great anecdote. glad you intervened there. Yeah, thanks. Okay, we're going to do... Today's episode is going to be a news quiz, and we're going to start with a particular news bulletin that's been in the news today. It's the Channel 10... Has anyone seen it? Hands up, or give us a yell if you've seen Channel 10's breakfast news show.
Hang on, Charles, can I just jump in? Yeah. So I remember a show back in the day with Paul Henry that was terrible and got axed.
Yes.
Are you saying...
They brought a new show. It's called... I think it's called something like 10 First News Breakfast First Show or something like that, and it's at 8 a.m. in the morning... And I'm very surprised because there's about 70 people in this room. Mm. Guess how many people in Sydney watched, on average, the show last week, its first week of broadcast?
I'm guessing it's Channel 10, 10. 10 people.
10 people. Higher.
Okay, 40.
Higher?
I actually know exactly. It's 44.
44 people.
Wow.
44 people in the whole of Sydney watched this show. Do you know what Channel 10 said?
Big on stats, guys. Channel
10 said that they were pleased with the ratings result.
Look, it's better than many episodes of The Project with Lisa Wilkinson, let's be honest.
Ooh.
Too soon.
She's not dead.
Why were they pleased with the ratings result?
Because even though not many people watched, unlike Studio 10, it didn't feature Joe Hildebrand.
That's a good answer, not the one I'm looking for. Why? Does anyone else know the reason why they were so pleased?
I know that I'm supposed to be funny on this, but apparently I'm just pathetic because I actually do know the reason. Well, Isn't it something like they said it was a 12% increase?
Yes,
no.
It was a 12% increase on the time slots average so far this year.
I cannot remember how tax law works.
Hang on, 12% increase. What is a 12% of 40?
Don't ask me maths.
Hang on a sec. Gabby Bolt knows an awful lot about this situation.
Yeah.
Were you one of the 44 people, Gabby Bolt?
She leaked this information to the press.
I wasn't. I just read this statistic and thought it was quite funny. And I did that instead of reading the news. So I don't know anything that's going on in the world right now, but I do know about Channel 10's viewing ratings. Yeah. But yeah, 12% of 44 is four, correct?
Yeah, four people. Four extra people.
And I was not one of them.
So it was just us.
We watched it, just so there was a segment.
Just so we could talk about it on the podcast.
Imagine being excited about this many people extra watching your show.
I think that's nice. There's actually a movie in that. You know, like Eddie the Eagle?
Oh, okay, yeah.
Like, there's that movie about a ski jumper who wasn't actually very good, but, you know, the joy was out of the fact that he just did it anyway. When is Channel 10 the movie? Like Eddie the racist movie?
A disturbing documentary.
Like, guys, we did it, four people. That's the end of the movie, Oscars.
I would have thought that any program not featuring Koshy would be off to a running start, personally.
Actually, the thing is that Koshy's show on Channel 7 is actually the highest rating show in that time slot. So do you think maybe the problem is that Channel 10 should just feature more racists to sort of boost their ratings? Maybe that's the problem. I mean, what can Channel 10 do to boost the ratings, you know, to...
Topless news bulletin. It's not great for feminism, but it's great for ratings. Yeah. It's awesome for ratings.
Okay.
I suppose being Channel 10, what they'll have is they'll have a pilot week where there'll be five different terrible ideas, all of which will get axed at the end of the week.
Yeah, I like that idea. Yeah. No,
Charles had a pilot in the last pilot week.
Yeah,
back then... I don't want to add in too much, but Charles thought it was a good idea to pitch a TV show.
Sorry. Shut up.
Hosted by. Shut does up. Anyone know? Sam Dastyari, ladies and gentlemen.
He only accepted Renminbi as payment. It was really weird.
Is that true?
Yes.
Presumably not the Chinese currency bit, but Sam Dastyari, yes. Yeah. It was
no. It was called Discretion. Does no one remember it?
Charles.
It rated a lot more than the fucking Channel 10 news bulletin.
How much money do I have to pay you to go through your phone book right now?
None at all. We're starved for content.
Yeah, we might as well.
Are you saying we should connect your phone to our
console? I just
want to
see if he's
console.
Got his number.
The only
not for my reasoning. I just want to see who horrible people are in this phone book.
I can tell you, Sam. Sam is in my phone book. But he won't take my calls because he doesn't talk to the media. The contractor, he's now an investment banker. He's not allowed to talk to the media anymore.
Oh.
Well, that's at least what he told me.
He probably should have had that policy many years ago. No media and no Chinese spies. Yeah.
You know the other thing Channel 10 could do to boost their breakfast ratings? Mm. They could film it the days before and say, this is going to... We're filming this for 2 days from now. So pretend... sort of like what we're doing right now with the podcast. So I think that would be funny in hindsight.
Well, we rate much higher. We actually... The Chaser Report podcast rates higher than Channel 10's national ratings. So maybe the simple thing to do is to just replace the Channel 10 News Bulletin with this podcast.
Yeah, and get the ball rolling, I found his number. Yeah. Should I text him?
Sure, if you
just
want.
Just tell him to come down to the Harold Park
Hotel. Charles. You've been texting. Hold on.
He just lives around. Come on. No, I don't.
I would love to, Sam.
No. Charles, call him on the thing and get him down here by the end of the podcast.
Okay.
There's a microphone and recording devices.
This is not scripted, by the way. I just think it's quite funny.
Yeah, give him a ring and just say, ni hao.
Tom.
That's unfair. You're calling him. You're actually calling him.
He's calling him.
Okay, oh my God,
I'm
begging
you. Okay, be quiet. Can you hear that? Be as quiet as though you were the viewers of 10 Breakfast.
Hi, the person you have called is...
Not available, yeah.
Not available.
That's
terrible. What a pity.
It's the first time anyone's ever been sad not to see Sam Dastyari. Yeah.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The Chaser Report. News you know you can't trust.
There are a few other interesting names on that list, by the way. I think that could be a recurring bit. Mm.
I just think if Channel 10 announced, we love a cooking show, right? Yeah. We love cooking shows. If they just announced that by the end of each episode of 10 Breakfast, one of the presenters would be cooked and eaten, we would all watch it for sure.
Yes, you're right.
I mean, what a way to go out, right? You wouldn't live, but you'd have viewers.
and that's what it's all about.
That's what it's all about. That's snuff news. Yeah. Is that what you're suggesting?
Yeah, 10 snuff breakfast. I mean, if they invited Koshy to be a special guest, I would watch for sure.
That's snuff. That's there's a joke there. It's not here.
The
tonight,
other thing is one of the chasers, John, is just here.
Oh,
he was suggesting the other idea he had was that they should just go outside, you know, because their office is in Ultimo. Mm. The foot traffic would be more than 44 people in that half hour. Just go out and do a sort of interpretive street dance or art, you know, version of the show.
I mean, based on my experience on the weekend, if they didn't OB an outside broadcast from Sydney Airport's check-in area, they'd have 10,000 viewers. They'd solve it in an instant.
They should just live stream on their Instagram. I reckon I get about 44 people tuning in. Shit, I only get like 10.
Actually, that is an excellent idea. Can someone, maybe on Chaser Wars, Cam here, we can do a live stream on Instagram and get more ratings than Channel 10 Breakfast through the course of the show. Can we do that through the Chaser Instagram?
Yeah.
I mean, we may not want to share this conversation before we edit it.
That's a terrible
idea. What do you
idea.
Mean? It's
you remember what Craig said about...
Can we not bring this back? I've been on this show once before and it was the worst.
Okay.
at the first, basically, the first podcast recording that we had, the golden boy of the ABC and host of the 90th celebration, Craig Rucastle, made some comments which, had they been published in the public domain, would have had him sacked from that job before it happened.
Yes.
So the point is, come to the podcast and take notes. Because you can bet we edited it out of the online version.
Okay, now we're going to move on from talking about...
Channel 10, that's what Channel they're going to do in about a week. They're going to move on from that show in about a week.
Because this is actually a quiz and I haven't asked you any questions yet. Okay, next
topic.
Wait,
hold on, wait, no, am I winning?
Yes, you're winning.
Fuck
yes.
Yeah. Awesome.
When it comes to knowledge about Channel 10 Breakfast, you're actually the only person who
So in some ways you're losing, really.
That's my Jeopardy
like
area.
Life.
Yeah. Put me on Mastermind.
Okay, so the next thing is about Jetstar. Which will be close to your heart. Now, did anyone hear this great story about what happened to Jetstar, the passengers on a Hamilton Island flight a couple of days ago? So what happened was they were in Hamilton Island and they all had a Jetstar flight, and then Jetstar decided that they didn't want to fly out of Hamilton Island after all. And so they said to all the passengers, this is like 130 passengers, "It's all right, we've lined up a flight over in Queensland. All you have to do is get on this ferry and go to Airlie Beach," right? So they all got on, this is honestly true, this happened like 2 days ago. They all got on a ferry to Airlie Beach, right? They arrived at Airlie Beach. This is first question. Who?
Fucking hell.
First question of the quiz.
Met them.
A build up.
Who met them at the ferry terminal? Was it A, the Border Force, Australian Border Force? They were tipped off about boat people arriving. B, a whole lot of property developers trying to sell them timeshare apartments. Or C, Jetstar staff.
Or D.
I'm going to go with the crowd on this. Oh, wait, what's D?
Or D, Sam Dastyari.
I assume it was by Jetstar staff. You just mean Magda Szymanski going, "I'm so dumb. Sorry, I did the ad for this shithouse airline."
What was B again?
B was property developers selling timeshare apartments.
I assume it was just Peter Dutton going, "This is going to make me Prime Minister." Fuck off.
Well, the answer is none, nobody. Nobody at all. It was in the middle of the night. They started to sort of go, "Okay, well, we're just going to have to sleep at this empty ferry terminal for the night." Right?
Which is more comfortable than the Jetstar terminal.
Definitely more comfortable than Jetstar seats. And so eventually the mayor turns up, right? And presumably he is a property developer selling timeshare apartments. So I would have accepted B. And he opens up, gets the keys to the PCYC gym, the local, and says, "Okay, this is an emergency. here's your shelter for the night. Right.
Has anyone heard of the musical Come From Away? It's an incredible yeah. It's exactly like
it's
that.
Jetstar.
It's not 9/11. It's just Jetstar being shit.
Just
it's
a disaster.
Jetstar just not being bothered to fly planes anymore. Okay, and so eventually, like, some people obviously hooked up with the friendly people of Airlie Beach, because in the end, 70 people got accommodated by just... because all the hotels were booked out because of school holidays, and 70 people wandered off and, you know, literally stayed on people's floors in houses, kind people. So there were about, I think, about 30 people left in the gym who slept on those gym mats overnight. And the final question for this part of the thing is, Jetstar promised to refund everyone for their food and drink expenses.
In the gym.
How much? This is an open question. How much were each voucher worth?
Oh, it's Jetstar, $5.
It was $8, correct.
$8! Oh, my God.
Wow.
Anyway, although that said, look, I want to speak up for Jetstar, because on Saturday, it's quite a serious thing. My entire family had to fly to Byron for a memorial service. We had to get there. Mm. My brother flew Virgin. The flight got cancelled at 5 a.m. and they said, we've booked you it tomorrow afternoon after the service. Mm. My parents got to the airport for Qantas, went to the Qantas Club. They were like, la-di-da. Flight was cancelled, suck shit. I was on Jetstar and we actually made it only 3 hours late. Mm. I was the one who didn't. Yeah. I was the one who didn't have to get up at 4 a.m. the following morning to eventually make it. And what that tells me is that Jetstar's safety standards are so lax that I made it on time. Well done, Jetstar. I love you.
Admittedly, he caught the ferry to Byron Bay.
That's a nice way to get to Byron.
Yeah. So that's the end of the quiz. Please give a big round of applause to our winner tonight, Gabby.
Woo! Yeah, what do I win?
And Gabby, your prize is that you're the new co-host of 10 Breakfast.
Oh, no.
And you get an $8 Jetstar voucher.
It's time for topless news again. No, I'm kidding. It's a podcast. They won't know.
And that is the end of the Chaser Report. Big round of applause.
Forever.
While we say our gear is from Rode Microphones and we're part of the Acast Creator Network. See you tomorrow.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.